Now, with 3,500 followers, Debbie and Craig Stevens' cat Tiggy was becoming ever more popular on Twitter until Tiggy's sixth birthday, when the account was blocked because Tiggy was too young. Debbie and Craig are here to tell us why. They're determined to get Tiggy back on Twitter. Good morning to Debbie and Craig.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is Tiggy upset, Craig?
Yes, he's very upset. He's a bit peeved at Elon Musk, may I say.
Well, I mean, Elon Musk, to be fair, Craig, maybe doesn't know about this because he hasn't actually taken over Twitter yet. So, I mean, maybe if he does, he will take swift action.
Yeah, maybe so. I think it's just it's a crazy world we live in. As the legendary Piers Morgan says, the world has gone nuts. I think it has now.
Well, I think it did that a long time ago. So listen, tell us about Tiggy and all his followers. What makes him so popular?
Tiggy became a popular cat when he was young, and we trained him to do things like wheelies, which he goes on his back legs. And he goes up for a treat like a dreamy, and he would jump over your back and stuff and do circus tricks, jump on a chair with the circus music behind him. So he became so popular, you know. And then we started our own podcast during the first lockdown, Morris TV. Uh-huh. And he was one of the cats that was just right at the forefront of things. So he became a popular moggy, may I say. And a lot of people loved him, you know. He was a star.
So you set up his own Twitter account?
Yeah, we set that up in 2016, and it just grew in popularity, you know. And as I say, it's happened to his birthday, and then that was a good birthday surprise, but not so good.
No, so Debbie, what happened?
So what happened was it was his birthday on the 1st of June, and we thought, right, we're going to tell everybody it's his birthday. So we put it up, and then these balloons came up, like, you know, celebration balloons, and then a message saying that he's been blocked. What's that all about? I don't know. He was 6 years old. For goodness sake, where are his parents?
So, I mean, is that all you got? Tiggy's been blocked. Was there any other information?
Well, I've had spats back and forward throughout the emails with them. Just the other day there, they said, we still need a government-issued ID. They wanted a passport with him on it or a driving licence. They can't drive about in a car.
No. My God, we had an alpaca in yesterday, and today we've got a cat that needs a driving licence. And did you explain, you know, he is a CAT?
Yes, we did. Mostly myself, because I get angry with him. I just said, look, it's a blooming cat. I said, you have to get this sorted out. I said, we're his cat parents. We run his Twitter. He doesn't get his life paw out and start typing up messages and sending his own videos. We're in control of that. Even though he's six, he's actually around about 41 in cat years. See? So he's old enough to have his Twitter account even if he was allowed it. But I think it's just crazy the way they've done that. You know, and then they came back yesterday with another email, early evening, and basically said the same thing. I understand what you're saying, that you're the cat's parents, but we still need to have a government-issued ID. And I'm starting to look around the internet like I'm crazy, looking to see these cats have got passports or driving licence for little cat cars.
I mean, I suppose the one thing you could do is just give it up, though. I mean, does Tiggy need a Twitter account?
Well, actually, I think he does need a Twitter account because his brothers, his other two cats that we've got, have got their own Twitter accounts. And even the cats before that, the ones that have passed away, had a Twitter account, you know?
Right, and nobody was asking for their driving licence?
No.
Nothing at all, nothing. And I mean, you know, they're all young cats, you know, so I don't see the problem if they've got human parents.
Right. I mean, let me bring in with Fevzi Turkalp here, who's the editor of GadgetDetective.com, a tech whiz. Good morning, Fevzi.
Good morning.
Good morning. I mean, have you ever heard such a tale before?
A tale of cats, yes. It's quite strange. I checked the Twitter's website. I think we may have a loophole. Twitter's website says Twitter requires people using the service to be 13 years of age or older. Now, arguably, Tiggy is not a person. He may be allowed. There may be a room for a legal challenge, I feel.
Yeah, well, I would say even more than arguably. I would say conclusively and empirically he's not a person.
I didn't find any separate cat clauses.
Right,
so
okay.
I think, you know, whilst I can't give legal advice, you know, I think it is something worth looking into.
But, I mean, Craig, you've been back to them and they're just not having it, are they?
No, they just keep asking us for ID. They don't want our ID. They want the cat's ID, you know. But we keep telling them it's a cat, and it just gets beyond ridiculous when you keep repeating yourself, you know.
And presumably they can see pictures of Tiggy on his account, which... So has he lost all these followers?
Well, he will have after he starts his Twitter again. So we're sort of fighting it all the way, you know.
Right, OK. Sorry, Debbie.
All his little kitten photos are on there from when 2016 was. So, I mean, I feel a bit sad for him if we've lost all of that.
Yeah, I mean, Fevzy, ultimately, I suppose, these different platforms have the final say, don't they? Whether it makes sense or not, whether or not Craig and Debbie are pulling their hair out and thinking this is crazy, there's not a lot they can do, is there?
Well, you know, they get to make the rules, and, you know, 13 is a random age. It's not, you know, any particular age. It's just one that they've chosen. But it's very difficult for them to enforce it. Twitter is one of those platforms where you can have anonymous accounts. You're not obliged. It's funny that they're asking for ID and so forth because they don't ask anyone else for ID. In the general run of things, you can go onto Twitter with a fake name and set it up, and there's very little they do about it. This is one of the... I mean, the other thing is that Twitter themselves admit to 5% of their accounts being non-human bots, you know, spam accounts run by computers. So if 5%, and Elon Musk says it could be more than 20%, so if that sort of percentage of owners of accounts are not even human, then you know, what hope is there for cats?
Craig, I'm just thinking, well, maybe they're winding you up, or maybe even you're winding me up.
I wish I was winding you up, Kay. It would be a great laugh, but no, it's all real and it's all happening, and it's just keeps driving us nuts. But we're not going to give up the fight, you know?
Well, no, keep on going, because, I mean, Fevzy, 3,500 followers that Tiggy had, so very popular. But, I mean, pet accounts are very popular on social media, not just Twitter. Yeah. And they can be pretty lucrative, can't they?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I looked up some earlier. I mean, there's an account on Twitter called Cat Food Breath, which claims to be a 17-pound Siamese cat with a sushi habit, has over 70,000 followers. Pepe the King Prawn has 101,000 followers. Weird Horse, one of the nicest horses you'll ever meet, apparently, is friends with two moths called Susan and Jennifer, has 108,000 accounts. And Dawkins Dog, who I understand has no affiliation with Richard Dawkins, but claims he sneaks into Richard Dawkins' study at night and uses his computer.
And can those followers translate into pounds, shillings and pence?
Yeah, of course they can, because, you know, this is an important part of PR. I mean, Tiggy has a podcast. The podcast can be promoted via Twitter. And you know, if you get enough listeners to your podcast, for example, you can make money out of that. You can find sponsors. You can do merchandising. There's all sorts of possibilities, and Twitter is part of it. Some people, celebrities and would-be celebrities, hire PR companies, and they just do, in quotes, their socials, which is to create and maintain social media accounts, including Twitter.
Oh, wow. Well, listen, Craig and Debbie, hopefully Elon Musk is listening. I still don't know where Elon Musk is with this Twitter deal, Fevzy. Is he going to go forward with it or not?
I think he's doing one of two things. He's either trying to knock the price down and will buy it, or he's trying to find an excuse to pull out of the deal. So he agreed to pay, back in April, $44 billion for Twitter. Twitter at the time said that 5% of its accounts were thought to be bots. He's asking them to prove it. He's now written to the regulator demanding access to the information to prove it or otherwise. But Twitter, for their part, the board who accepted his offer in April, say that he waived his rights to due diligence in order to make his bid more attractive. So it's like when you buy buy a house, you can waive your right to do a survey in order to make your bid the more attractive one. He's either trying to push down the price, and I don't even know if he knows if he's going to buy it or not. I suspect it depends. If he can push down the price far enough, then he may still buy it, but I suspect he won't buy it. He'll then be liable for $1 billion breakup fee and probably get sued by Twitter.
I'm just wondering if maybe Tiggy the cat is the deal breaker on Elon Musk. You know, he's concerned about fake accounts. Maybe he's just focusing, Craig, on Tiggy and wants to know definitively, is Tiggy really a cat or not? And then that might be, you know, what he makes his decision on.
You never know. It sounds about right anyway.
Sounds about as sensible as anything else we've heard this morning, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, in the words of Tiggy the cat, claws are out. That's the main thing.
Thanks, Debbie and Craig, and thanks to Fevzi Turkot.